Observations column. Titled, The Sacred Lineage and Gabriel. Written by Pastor Bob Lawrence. 7 days from today, we will celebrate Christmas Eve, in recognition of the final day of the Earth's existence without her Savior on board. 7 is the biblical number for completion. The preparation for receiving her Messiah is complete, and the number 8, the next day, is the biblical number for new beginnings. But December 25th is not likely the actual birth date of Jesus. It is a long story, but it is most doubtful that the shepherds of Bethlehem would be out tending their flocks by night in the winter, for it does snow in the hills of Judea in the wintertime. Luke 2 verses 8 to 10. The heathen feast of Saturnalia had just passed, closing out the movement of the star field in the northern hemisphere, and initiating the sun's fresh trek across the sky as daylight hours began to lengthen again a day at a time. In the lunar calendar, this was therefore also a new beginning. December was a fitting date to honor our newborn king. Why it was chosen, and by whom, is a question better left to the world's calendar experts and historians. But Jesus' birth was not to be ignored in spite of the actual date being left likely to arbitrary assignment. In Matthew 2 verses 10 and 11, we find a bit of evidence of a likely time that the Magi arrived in Bethlehem to worship this king, as prophesied in sacred texts. But when they arrived, Jesus was no longer a babe in a manger, but a toddler in a house. Computerized retrogrades of the star field indicate the likely phenomenon of three heavenly bodies aligning in a way to appear to be a single, very bright star from Earth. Was this the star? See Genesis 49 verse 10, this phenomenal alignment would have taken place from 4 BC to 2 BC, which allows for some error as the lunar calendar was replaced with our modern Gregorian calendar, as well as other margins or error. Some Christian research astronomers believe the convergence of two stars in the constellation Virgo could well provide the explanation, but secular scholars are skeptical. Since the 13th century, astronomers have offered multiple explanations for this notable star. But what caused it is not as important as the fact that mankind recorded it as an actual starry event. What we do know is this: as time progresses, science is regularly affirming the Bible these days. From Psalm 119 verse 160, Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. You've been listening to the audio version of the Bobservations column, written by Pastor Bob Lawrence of Whitestone Christian Fellowship. Whitestone Christian Fellowship is a non-denominational congregation. Every Sunday, Pastor Bob walks us through the Bible, teaching line upon line and verse by verse. The church is located in the village of Victor, a little southeast of Rochester, New York, and if you are in the area, we invite you to join us. From upstate New York, Pastor Bob encourages all of us to immerse ourselves in the Word of God. Until next time, remember that Jesus is our Victor.